For most of us, our internal battles remain, well, internal. Since she was in eighth grade, high school senior Adriana Rodriguez has been battling an eating disorder. At first, she didn't tell anyone, but when it became too much to bear on her own, she decided to tell her mother about it for the first time. Here's Adriana with her story.
This is me with my friends on our last day of our junior year of high school.
So guys, what are we gonna do now?
We're gonna go eat.
And we have to settle on a place
eat.
Because
I know.
Your girl's broke and only got $10.
When we hang out, a lot of the time we're hungry and looking for food. And we don't have a lot of money, so we mostly go to places that aren't super healthy.
That looks like an actual restaurant.
Let's just hope they got $1 quesadillas because I'm so starving.
A few years ago, I wouldn't have said what you just heard. My relationship with food was messed up. When I did get a slice of pizza, I would use a napkin to soak up all the grease until it didn't even look like a pizza anymore. At dinner time, I would separate the food into two portions. One would be what I was going to eat, and what was going to be left over was the biggest part. How are you feeling today?
Good.
How was school?
Good.
This is my little brother, Adrian. Yeah, he's Adrian and I'm Adriana. I actually named him when he was born. He's 13 years old, 4 years younger than me.
What did you do?
Learn nothing, I guess. Nothing stuck out. In the day.
You're really not good at answering these questions, man. I wonder how this is going to go. Okay.
A few weeks ago, my mom brought home some chocolate. I wanted it. And Adrian said that he didn't want me to eat it because then I would complain about how I needed to start losing weight.
Do you know the full story about my relationship with food?
I know a little bit about your relationship with food.
Tell me what you know.
I know that you were complaining a lot about you being fat and that you wanted to lose a lot of weight. So you started exercising and you kept losing weight. So you started to get happier.
Not quite.
I'm going to tell you the story.
Promise me you won't get sensitive.
I can't.
Oh my god. Because that's like one thing I can't stand from you. You being sensitive and you being angry.
It's a good thing you're laying down.
What do you mean by that?
You said you couldn't stand me doing
that. Oh my god.
Here's the story I told Adrian. I moved back with my mom to the Dominican Republic when I was in middle school. My brother already lived with my grandparents over there. My mom wanted our family to be together again. I was 8 years old at the time, and it was really hard for me to leave New York because it was the only place I called home. The one good thing about leaving New York was that I was going to live near my grandparents and my aunt, and I would get to eat their home-cooked food. I ate a lot, and I quickly gained weight. Then the other kids started making fun of me.
You know that gets me angry, actually, when people make fun of you? No, I'm serious. They didn't make fun of me because I'm skinny. I'm flacco but strong. I am. I did 17 pull-ups.
A few years later, we finally moved back to New York with my brother, Adrian. The summer before the eighth grade, Adrian and I spent a lot of time with my aunt at her laundromat because my mom couldn't afford a babysitter. We would be so bored. We would take our bikes and we would ride them at the park. The customers at the laundromat would make comments about how skinny I looked.
Now, you'll be like, God bless those customers. They helped me out a lot.
Not really.
No. I feel like without those customers, like, I feel like you wouldn't think about you being fat because, like, how you were saying that it didn't affect you as much.
Exactly. I wouldn't thank them. After that, it was like, oh, I'm getting complimented on my body. Like, I'm so used to people saying negative things towards me. It was like, wow, I'm getting compliments. After that, when we went to go ride bike, it wasn't like, let's go out to the park and have fun. It was, let's go out to the park so I can lose weight and get compliments.
That summer, I didn't feel like myself. I had lost all my confidence because I saw these super skinny girls in fashionable clothes, and I wanted to be like them. I needed someone to talk to, and I couldn't even talk to my mom. She lived most of her life in the Dominican Republic. Eating disorders aren't a thing there like they are in the United States. So last year, I recorded me talking to my mom and explaining to her that I was feeling fat and I was skipping lunch at school. So my mom was basically saying, do you want to faint in school because you didn't want to eat?
Tú tienes una mente. Tú no tienes familia tan gorda, Adriana.
I told my mom that I felt like everything that I ate, it was just going to make me fat. And she kept on saying that that was a mental thing, which is very Dominican to say that everything is mental. She told me that she makes the food. She doesn't buy us frozen meals. And that even the cereal is, like, super healthy.
El espejo tiene aumento. Ese espejo te lo tengo que cambiar.
Every time that I see myself in the mirror, I see that I look fat. And she's telling me that it was the mirror's
fault. Tú tienes complejo de que está engordando.
She was like, you're not gaining weight because your clothes still fits the same. I don't even know how to explain to you anymore. And that was only one time that I tried to communicate with my mom. But there was one moment where everything changed for her. We were in the kitchen and she saw me cry and desperate. That's when she realized that it wasn't just a one-time thing. It wasn't just the thought that crossed my mind. It went on for months and months, and then it turned into years. Every day at dinner, she sensed I was uncomfortable. I ate in pain. My mom saw my suffering for a long period of time. She changed how she gave me advice. We started talking more about how I felt and how I could take control instead of trying to explain to me that I should feel differently.
Hola, mommy.
Hiya, Mars.
¿Cómo tú estás? I recorded this interview last January, a year after our first interview. Things have gotten a lot better since then. I asked her if she liked to talk to me about that problem, and she said that it still stresses her out.
Entonces tú comías, yo te veía que tú comías desesperada.
She saw that I was eating desperately and that if she would tell me to stop eating, I would cry, and if she didn't say anything, I would still cry. I had to try and explain to my mom that there was a word for how I was feeling in the United States, and you called that an eating disorder.
And porque a esto se le llaman eating disorders. Es algo como normal como aquí.
In the Dominican Republic, there's always talk about dieting and body shapers. Eating disorders happen, but they're only recognized if they get really serious.
Te preguntaba, tú no vomita, nana, y siempre.
She was always asking me if I threw up, because if I threw up, then it would have been something bigger. I decided to tell her the truth, that I didn't throw up because I didn't know how to make myself throw up.
Yo nunca lo llegué a hacer porque no supe, pero I tried.
My mom said that she was always checking on me, and she never knew that that happened. Now she understands how much it affected me. I'm a lot healthier now, and she says that it's over.
Yo siempre te estaba chequeando. Yo no sabía que tú lo había tratado, pero yo te preguntaba.
It wasn't easy to make my mom understand where I was coming from. It was harder because we grew up in different countries. I didn't see a lot of Latina curvy bodies growing up. The only woman that I really looked like was my mom.
Practicamente, tú y yo somos lo mismo.
She felt bad because everybody says that we look alike. She felt like I didn't want to be like her, that I felt disgusted in looking like her.
Me sentí triste porque imagínate, yo soy tu mamá y tú eres mi hija y todo el mundo dice que en todo nos parecemos.
For a long time, I didn't know why my mom couldn't understand me. But now I realized that she was probably also wondering why I couldn't understand her. The gap between me and my mom comes from a lot of things: generation, culture, and homeland. But what I found out is that there's something more important than our differences. There's one thing that only we can understand, and it's what it's like to live in a body like ours.
Our thanks to Adriana Rodriguez and to producer Caitlin Pierce. That story comes to us from an independent podcast called Feeling Some Type of Way, which calls itself a podcast for teenagers by teenagers.